Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into Palestine by Nur Masalha, a profound exploration of the land that has long captivated the world's imagination and been at the heart of contentious historical debates. Published in 2015, this book offers a comprehensive journey through the history of this Eastern Mediterranean territory, stretching from the time of the ancient Philistines to the emergence of modern-day Israel in 1948. Nur Masalha, a distinguished Palestinian academic and professor of history at the School of Oriental and African Studies in London, leverages a rich array of both ancient and contemporary sources to paint a nuanced picture of Palestine. His detailed account not only charts the region's development through various epochs, but also sheds light on the origins of Palestinian nationalism in the 19th century. As the editor of the Journal of Holy Land and Palestine Studies and author of several influential works, including A Land Without a People and The Palestine Nakba, Masalha brings formidable expertise to this subject. His scholarly contributions have significantly enriched the discourse around Palestine's complex history, making him a respected voice in the field. Palestine is tailored for a wide audience, appealing to students of history and politics who are keen to deepen their understanding of this pivotal region. It also serves as an essential resource for supporters of both Israel and Palestine, offering comprehensive insights that encourage informed perspectives. Furthermore, Palestinians looking to explore the intricate historical tapestry of their homeland will find this work particularly enlightening. Join us as we navigate the historical contours of Palestine, uncovering the myriad forces that have shaped this land and its people. Through Nur Masalha's meticulous research and compelling narrative, Palestine stands as a seminal text for anyone seeking to grasp the complex legacies and enduring challenges of this fascinating region. Palestine, A 4,000-Year History. Introduction. Unveil the rich tapestry of Palestine's 4,000-year history. When we hear Palestine, our minds often rush to images shaped by endless news cycles, depicting it as the epicenter of the Arab-Israeli conflict. This portrayal, wrapped in layers of political complexity, might lead one to overlook the depths of Palestine's history, dating back 4,000 years. This narrative transcends today's headlines, delving into a past filled with a rich mosaic of cultures, religions, and peoples. Nestled in the Eastern Mediterranean, flanked by modern-day Lebanon and Egypt, Palestine's tale is one of a vibrant, multi-ethnic crucible of humanity. Its historical journey, however, encountered seismic shifts in the 19th century, marking the beginning of its most turbulent chapter. The advent of Zionism, propelled by white European colonists, sought to establish a Jewish state within these ancient lands. This ambition set in motion a process of displacement and erasure of the indigenous Palestinian populace, sowing the seeds for the enduring Arab-Israeli conflict we witness today. Navigating the contours of this conflict can often seem daunting, shrouded as it is in layers of political and narrative complexity. Yet, by casting a light on the evidence-based history of Palestine, we can begin to unravel the intricate tapestry of its past. Understanding this history is not just an academic exercise. It's a pivotal step toward acknowledging the depth of injustices that have unfolded and envisioning a path toward reconciliation and healing. In the heart of this exploration, we'll uncover the enduring legacy of the biblical land of Canaan, synonymous with the ancient Phoenician civilization, and reveal how the storied name of Jerusalem nearly vanished from memory. We'll also shine a spotlight on the influential figure of Daher al-Umar al-Zaydani, whose leadership heralded the creation of a sovereign Palestinian state. Join us as we embark on this journey through time, peeling back the layers to reveal a Palestine that stands as a testament to the resilience and richness of human civilization. Through understanding its storied past, we may yet find keys to unlock a future where justice and peace can flourish. Part 1, Unearthing the Origins, Palestine's Journey from the Bronze Age. The sands of time often conceal wonders, awaiting the keen eyes of archaeologists to bring them to light and redefine the narratives of history. Such was the case in 2017, when an astonishing find near modern-day Ashkelon in western Israel sent ripples through the historical community. A 3,000-year-old Philistine graveyard shedding new light on the ancient roots of Palestine. The Philistines, long believed to have inhabited the lands that today straddle Palestine and Israel, have been the subject of much debate and speculation. The discovery of this ancient burial site, however, was groundbreaking. It spectacularly challenged a prevailing theory held by some Israeli scholars, which posited that the Philistines were seafaring pirates from the Aegean Sea. The evidence unearthed at Ashkelon, particularly five inscriptions bearing the name Peliset, a precursor to the term Palestine, has firmly positioned the Philistines as indigenous inhabitants of the land. Adding to this narrative, ancient texts, including an Egyptian manuscript, nearly as old as the graveyard itself, offer insights into the interactions between the Egyptians and the Philistines. These records further cement the Philistines' long-standing presence in the region, a history that stretches back to narratives often overshadowed by the biblical account of Canaan. Indeed, while Canaan is frequently invoked to lay historical claims to the region by Zionists since the 19th century, historical evidence suggests that Canaan was principally a term tied to what is now modern-day Lebanon, Phoenicia, used briefly around 1300 BC. Meanwhile, Philistia, located just to the south, would emerge as a distinct entity, eventually encapsulating a broader area that mirrors today's Israel and Palestine by the 8th and 7th centuries BC. As we move into the Iron Age, a vivid picture of the Philistine civilization comes into focus, revealing a society of remarkable sophistication. Their expertise in shipbuilding, married with their artistic endeavors in pottery, metalwork, and ivory, illustrates a culture of significant advancement. The legacy of the Philistines lives on in the cities they founded. Names like Gaza, Ashkelon, and Isdod resonate through the ages as Gaza, Ashkelon, and Ashdod. Though the events of 1948 led to the displacement of many Palestinian inhabitants from Ashkelon and Ashdod, the historical significance of these cities endures. The archaeological record paints a picture of ancient Palestine as a hub of activity and interaction, akin to the dynamic city-states of ancient Greece. Thriving on extensive trade networks with neighboring Egypt, Phoenicia, and Arabia, ancient Palestine was a melting pot of cultures and beliefs, a polytheistic and multicultural society shaped by centuries of exchange and innovation. Through these discoveries, we are reminded that the history of Palestine is woven from threads of deep antiquity, telling a story of resilience, culture, and identity that predates modern conflicts. As we continue to excavate the past, we uncover not just artifacts but the enduring spirit of a land and its people. Part 2, The Cultural Tapestry of Ancient Palestine, Under Greek and Roman Influence. As the pages of history turned, ancient Palestine continued to evolve, flourishing under the reigns of Greek and Roman empires. By the 5th century BC, the region that stretched from present-day Lebanon to Egypt was widely recognized by names that echo through history, Palestina in Greek and Palestine in Latin. These denominations not only marked the geographic identity of the area for over a millennium, but also set the stage for its rich multicultural tapestry that would captivate scholars, traders, and rulers alike. The intellectual curiosity of Greek philosopher Aristotle was piqued by Palestine, leading to detailed discussions in the 4th century BC. He, alongside Herodotus, revered as the father of history, described a land vibrant with trade and polytheistic traditions. Notably, Herodotus captured the essence of 5th century BC Palestine, a region thriving on the lucrative frankincense trade route extending to India. This trade imbued the land with a blend of Eastern spices, luxury goods, and a prestigious standing on the world stage. shifting into the era of Roman dominion from 135 to 390 AD. The province of Syria-Palestina emerged, encapsulating the socio-cultural diversity of the region. It was a melting pot of religions, home to Christians speaking Arabic, Greek, and Aramaic, as well as Jewish communities and polytheists engaging with a plethora of deities in Greek and Latin. This multicultural vibrancy was echoed in literary works from that period, gradually transitioning in nomenclature from Syria-Palestina to simply Palestine. Literary titans like the Greco-Jewish philosopher Philo and Roman geographer Pomponius Mela chronicled the evolving landscape. Pomponius, in particular, delved into the geography of Palestine circa 43 AD, weaving narratives that spanned from Lebanon to Egypt and highlighting Judea's strategic location. His accounts, much like those of Herodotus centuries prior, acknowledge the enduring significance of Gaza and the region's deep-rooted connections to Arabia. Under Roman rule, Palestine underwent significant urbanization, marking a period of growth and infrastructural development. Ironically, it was during this boom that the name Jerusalem nearly vanished from memory. Emperor Hadrian's efforts to embed Roman culture saw the city rechristened as Aelia Capitolina, intertwining his name with that of the Roman chief deity. Yet the adaptive spirit of Palestinian Arabs was on full display as they adopted Ilia, an Arabized rendition of Aelia, solidifying its place in their lexicon long before the Islamic conquest. Even as the centuries rolled on, with the name Bayt al-Maqdis or the Holy City gaining prominence, the term Ilia continued to resonate, underlining the lasting heritage of Jerusalem in regional and world history. The Greek and Roman chapters in Palestine's history not only underscore the region's strategic and cultural significance, but also highlight the intricate web of interactions that define this ancient civilization. Through trade, religion, and governance, the enduring narrative of Palestine serves as a testament to its role as a crucible of cultural exchange and human endeavor. Part 3: Byzantine Palestine, a confluence of cultures and the rise of Christianity. As the dawn of Christianity swept through the Roman Empire, transforming it into the Byzantine Empire, with the faith now at its heart, Palestine found itself at the crossroads of spiritual and political evolution. Recognized as the birthplace of Jesus of Nazareth, the land held a newfound reverence, beckoning pilgrims and believers to its sacred sites. The 4th century marked a pivotal era, witnessing the administrative partition of Palestine into three distinct yet unified regions: Palestina Prima, Palestina Secunda, and Palestina Salutaris. This division, mirroring the Christian Trinity's three-in-one concept, aimed to reflect a harmonious blend of governance, culture, and religion that persisted into the Muslim period in the 7th century. Greater Palestine, as these regions collectively came to be known, boasted a vibrant cosmopolis of cities adorned with majestic architecture, thriving philosophical centers, and libraries that rivaled the ancients. With an estimated population reaching 1.5 million, it became a beacon of diversity and intellectual fervor. Caesarea Maritima, the jewel and capital of Palestina Prima, was a melting pot of ethnicities, languages, and beliefs. It nurtured an environment where Greek, Arabic, and Aramaic-speaking Christians coexisted with Jews, Samaritans, and polytheistic Arabs. The city was profoundly influential in shaping early Christian philosophy, thanks in no small part to figures like Origen in the 3rd century. His foundational role in establishing the Library of Caesarea etched the city's name in the annals of classical antiquity as a haven of knowledge and learning, housing a staggering 30,000 manuscripts, second only to the famed Library of Alexandria. Education flourished in this period, extending even to the most remote villages. A broad curriculum covering Greek and Latin, along with rhetoric, law, and philosophy, aimed to cultivate competent administrators and leaders for both the state and the church. Amidst this backdrop of religious and intellectual vibrancy, Palestine's Arab population saw a remarkable expansion. Archaeological evidence suggests a well-established Arab presence dating back centuries before the arrival of Christianity. The influx of Christian Arabs from Yemen in the early 3rd century further enriched the region's demographic tapestry. These communities, deeply ingrained in Palestine's societal fabric, would ascend to ruling positions over Palaestina Secunda and Salutaris, laying down the foundations for a future where diverse cultures and religions intertwined under the expanse of Byzantine influence. Byzantine Palestine thus emerged as a period of significant transformation, where the spread of Christianity dovetailed with the region's rich cultural heritage, setting the stage for a legacy that would resonate through the corridors of time. Part 4: The Dawn of a New Era, the Muslim Conquest and its Transformative Impact on Palestine. The year 637 AD marks a watershed moment in the history of Palestine, heralding the arrival of Muslim armies and the onset of a transformative era. This pivotal conquest ushered in a period of increased prosperity, laying the groundwork for further Arabization and Islamization that would shape the region's identity for centuries to come. With the establishment of Muslim rule, Palestine, now known as Filastin, found itself at the heart of the burgeoning Muslim Empire or Caliphate, sharing this distinction with its neighbor, Dimashq or Damascus. The transition to Islam and the Arabic language was not abrupt, but rather a continuation of a trend that had seen the region's Christian Arab population grow in size and influence. The process of Arabization, having predated the conquest and the subsequent Islamization of predominantly Christian Palestine, were facilitated by the linguistic similarities between Arabic and Aramaic, the dominant language of the time. Moreover, the monotheistic underpinnings of Islam, coupled with its acknowledgement of Christianity and Judaism, smoothed the path for conversion within the region, contrasting sharply with the challenges faced in polytheistic territories elsewhere. The palpable tolerance exhibited by the new Muslim rulers towards Christians and Jews played a fundamental role in Palestine's successful transition. This inclusivity bore fruit in the significant urbanization efforts undertaken, particularly in Jerusalem. For Muslims, Jerusalem emerged as the third holiest city, inspiring the creation of monumental religious structures like the Dome of the Rock, completed in 691 AD. Jerusalem's immense spiritual significance even prompted deliberations among Muslim leaders about designating it as the empire's capital over Damascus. Contrary to narratives that portray early Muslim Palestine as a region in decline, historical records, including caliphate tax documents, reveal a starkly different reality: a prosperous Palestine, thriving economically and surpassing other Levantine territories in wealth. The era saw Palestinian products, including olive oil, wine, and soap, as well as glassware crafted by Arab Jews, grace markets across the Mediterranean, and even reach European shores. This golden age of Islam propelled Palestine into an epoch of cultural and technological advancement, a fact attested to by European crusaders in 1099, who were taken aback by a society that far exceeded the development of their European homelands. The Muslim conquest of Palestine not only redefined the region's political and religious landscape, but ignited a flourishing period that intertwined the fates of Arabs, Christians, and Jews. It painted a picture of a society that, in its diversity and tolerance, managed to thrive and leave an indelible mark on the annals of history. Part 5: The Resurgence of Muslim Rule, a New Chapter for Palestine under the Ayyubid and Mamluk dynasties. The medieval era brought harrowing times for Palestine as European crusaders, driven by a vision of establishing Christian dominance, unleashed waves of deconstruction from 1147 onwards. Amidst this turmoil, a figure emerged who would come to define military prowess and strategic acumen: Salah al-Din. His victory at the Battle of Hittin in 1187 marked a pivotal moment, wresting control from the Crusaders and reinstating Muslim governance across Palestine, a reign that would stretch over the next 7 centuries, Despite Salah al-Din's sweeping victories, one fortress remained elusive, the coastal stronghold of Acre, firmly under French crusader occupation. It wasn't until his descendants stepped into history's limelight that Acre's chains were finally broken in 1291, paving the way for a renewal of religious freedom and the restoration of sacred sites to their venerable states. The Ayyubids, seizing the reins of power, embarked on significant reforms, notably elevating Jerusalem to the capital of Palestine, an honor it would proudly bear for the ensuing 700 years. The coastal raids perpetuated by stubborn crusader factions led to a paradoxical decline of seaside towns, in contrast, spotlighting the ascent of Jerusalem and other inland cities. In an audacious move to thwart any future crusader sieges, the Ayyubids took to dismantling the walls of key cities, a strategy that, against the odds, heralded an era of expansion and peace for Jerusalem, now a city without fortifications. This period of tranquility was further solidified under the tenure of the Mamluk dynasty, which rose to prominence following the repulsion of Mongol invasions in 1260. Under Mamluk stewardship, Palestine, and particularly Jerusalem, experienced a resurgence as a global pilgrimage destination. This renaissance was buoyed by infrastructural advancements like the extensive network of bathhouses and the introduction of clean running water, cornerstones for sustaining the burgeoning population of pilgrims. Among the architectural marvels of this era, the Hammam al-Ayn stands as a testament to the Mamluks' contribution, still towering to this day. Jerusalem's and other Palestinian cities' landscapes underwent a remarkable transformation during the Mamluk epoch, marked by a construction boom that birthed the iconic white stone architecture, much of which remains a feast for the eyes today. In a narrative of resilience and revitalization, the eras under the Ayyubids and Mamluks are chapters of fortitude and innovation. They recount how, even in the face of adversity and foreign domination, Palestine reclaimed its essence, nurturing an environment where its diverse populace could once again thrive and where its cities could regain their lost splendor. Part 6. The Dawn of Palestinian Statehood, the Al-Umar Era, under Ottoman oversight. The turn of the 18th century witnessed a seismic shift in the historical narrative of Palestine, under the shadow of the sprawling Ottoman Empire. Since the empire's annexation of the Mamluk territories in 1517, Palestine had been recognized as the largely Muslim-majority Arabic-speaking conduit between Egypt and Lebanon, a characterization that found resonance not only among the indigenous population, but also within European cartographic and even literary references, including those by Shakespeare. Yet, the Ottoman epoch was more than a mere continuation of imperial dominance. It became the crucible for the emergence of a distinctive Palestinian state and national identity. Contrary to the prevalent notion that Palestinian nationalism was an import of 19th century European thought, coupled with Ottoman modernization efforts, a closer examination reveals a different genesis. A century ahead of the conventional timeline, the seeds of Palestinian statehood were sown not from the top down, but through a grassroots rebellion against subjugation. This period of burgeoning self-awareness coincided with the waning influence of the Ottoman world power, particularly felt by the inhabitants of the Galilee region, who were yearning for relief from the empire's oppressive reach. Enter Daher al-Umar al-Zaydani, hailed as a progenitor of the modern Palestinian consciousness. Garnering support from a coalition of Christian and Muslim peasants, al-Umar spearheaded a resistance movement in the 1720s and 1730s that consistently outmaneuvered the Ottoman military, culminating in the establishment of a de facto autonomous Palestinian state within historical borders. By 1768, Ottoman defeat was tacitly acknowledged, paving the way for an era of self-rule, although Palestine remained nominally an Ottoman frontier. Under al-Umar's stewardship, Palestine transcended its previous status to become an economic powerhouse, heavily buoyed by the burgeoning cotton industry, which found eager markets in the industrializing West. This remarkable economic transformation prompted a realignment towards European trade, further distancing Palestine from the stagnation affecting other Ottoman domains. Al-Umar's rule was characterized by the implementation of a more equitable taxation system and urban development initiatives that dramatically reshaped the landscape, most notably transforming Haifa from a small village into a thriving city. The autonomous Palestinian state, established through the endeavors of Daher al-Umar and his broad base of support, lasted until his demise in 1775. While subsequent historical accounts might highlight the British mandate post-World War I as the advent of Palestinian self-governance, it was indeed al-Umar's leadership in the prior century that marked the true inception of Palestinian autonomy. This chapter redefines the narrative, spotlighting an era where Palestine, guided by the vision and valor of its people, stepped into a period of self-determination, setting the stage for future generations to build upon. Part 7. From Evangelical Interest to the Rise of Palestinian Nationalism. In the wake of the 18th century and the passing of Daher al-Umar, the Mediterranean landscape braced for the winds of change, emanating from Europe's heartland. Napoleon's ambitions brought him to the Middle East, where his attempts to conquer the Palestinian coastal stronghold of Acre were thwarted in 1799 by a resilient Anglo-Ottoman defense. This momentous event not only marked Napoleon's retreat, but also signaled burgeoning British colonial aspirations in Palestine. Throughout the early 19th century, Palestine began to capture the imagination of British evangelicals, leading to burgeoning travel and exploration activities by companies like Thomas Cook. The commitment of the British to this region crystallized in 1871 when a mapping delegation ventured into Palestine with designs on meticulous cartography, partly driven by the burgeoning vulnerability of the Ottoman Empire. This endeavor reflected broader British ambitions of establishing a strategic foothold en route to India, anticipating the Ottoman collapse. The mapping expedition heralded a growing evangelical fascination with Palestine, culminating in the establishment of the British Palestine Exploration Fund. With figures like Charles Warren at the helm, this initiative not only pursued scholarly exploration, but also nurtured Christian Zionist ambitions predicated on the belief that establishing a Jewish state in Palestine was pivotal for hastening the second coming of Christ. Simultaneous with this British interest was the embryonic stage of Palestinian nationalism, a sentiment budding well before Zionism's dawn. By the turn of the century, Palestine was a vibrant tapestry of Muslim and Christian Arabs, as well as a significant Arab-Jewish minority. Up until the advent of European Jewish settlements in the late 19th century, the various religious communities of Palestine enjoyed a harmonious coexistence. The surge in Palestinian nationalism was further catalyzed by the industrial printing revolution and the expansion of secular education. The resultant leap in literacy rates propelled the distribution of newspapers like Falastin, a beacon of rising national consciousness. The newspaper, opting for the local dialect in its title, became a seminal voice against imperialistic endeavors. As World War I unfolded, Britain finally saw the fulfillment of its long-standing ambition, assuming control over Palestine in the wake of the Ottoman Empire's collapse. Entrusted by the newly formed League of Nations, Britain undertook the governance of the British Mandate of Palestine, setting the stage for the next chapter in the territory's profound and tumultuous history. This pivotal period laid the bedrock for emerging narratives of identity and resistance within Palestine, juxtaposing external aspirations with the tenacious spirit of a people increasingly aware of their distinct national character. Part 8. Zionism, a manifestation of European settler colonialism in Palestine. In the broad expanse of the 19th century, as the sun never set on European colonial empires, a particular brand of colonial ideology began to take root, one that would dramatically reshape the Middle Eastern landscape. This was Zionism, an ideology intrinsically linked to the wider phenomenon of European settler colonialism, characterized by a hierarchy that placed European interests supreme often at the expense of indigenous peoples. Zionism shared the colonial contempt for the colonized scene in other contexts, such as the British Empire's patronizing view of India's people. Yet it was distinct in one crucial aspect. While British colonialism sought economic exploitation, Zionism was fueled by a settler colonial ambition that did not simply aim to dominate, but to displace and replace, envisioning a transformation of Palestine from a land inhabited by indigenous Palestinians to one predominantly populated by non-Palestinian Jews. Central to the Zionist narrative was the potent myth of a land without a people for a people without a land. This slogan, while starkly at odds with the reality of Palestine's sizable native population, reflected the dehumanizing lens through which European colonialism viewed the world's peoples, where the indigenous inhabitants of Palestine were rendered invisible or unworthy of consideration. British Christian Zionists emerged as pivotal allies in advancing the Zionist agenda. Influential British figures, including the likes of David Lloyd George, echoed the call for a Jewish state in Palestine, intertwining British imperial interests with Zionist aspirations. The culmination of these efforts was the Balfour Declaration of 1917, a momentous endorsement by Britain favoring the establishment of a Jewish homeland in Palestine. Prior to this declaration, the prevailing Zionist stance towards the Palestinian Arabs ranged from indifferent neglect to outright racist denigration. However, as Palestinian resistance to Zionism grew in the wake of the British mandate, Zionist leadership hardened, embracing the conviction that establishing a Jewish state necessitated the forceful expulsion of Palestinians from their ancestral lands. This ethos underpinning Zionism sought not just the creation of a Jewish state, but the establishment of an ethnically homogeneous, pure Jewish society, effectively erasing the rich tapestry of Muslim and Christian Arabs that had historically defined the region. The year 1948 marked the brutal realization of this vision with the Nakba, where cities like Jaffa bore witness to the forceful eviction of their Arab inhabitants. Zionist militias orchestrated these expulsions, repopulating the ancient cities with settlers from Europe, thereby imprinting a colonial settler identity onto the heart of the Middle East. Thus, Zionism, as it unfolded in Palestine, was not merely a nationalist movement, but a chapter in the broader narrative of European colonialism, manifesting through the displacement and erasure of indigenous peoples in favor of a constructed colonial settler society. Part 9. Resisting Erasure, the Struggle to Preserve Palestinian History and Identity. In the aftermath of the establishment of Israel in 1948, a concerted effort was undertaken to erase the historical footprints of Palestine from the landscapes now under Zionist control. This campaign extended beyond the physical expulsion of Palestinians from cities like Jaffa. It targeted the very essence of Palestinian heritage and memory. Central to the Zionist narrative was the portrayal of their movement as the return of an indigenous people reclaiming their homeland after millennia of exile. Integral to anchoring this narrative was the work of the Government Names Committee, established by David Grun, who adopted the biblically resonant name Ben-Gurion, in line with many other high-ranking Israeli officials seeking to cement a connection to the ancient past through their names. However, the task of forging a national identity demanded more than just renaming. It required the creation of a new linguistic framework. The late 19th century saw the birth of modern Hebrew, conceptualized by Eliezer ben Yehuda, born Lazar Perelman. This invented language drew heavily from Palestinian Arabic, incorporating its words, sounds, and grammatical structures, while also embracing elements of European languages like Yiddish and Polish. This linguistic endeavor was part of a broader strategy to lay claim to the land through a constructed cultural heritage. The events of 1948, often referred to as the Nakba or catastrophe by Palestinians, resulted in the displacement of approximately 700,000 individuals from their ancestral homes, leaving them refugees. In the face of this sweeping displacement, the resilience of Palestinian culture and identity has been both a defiance of and testament to the community's enduring spirit. Despite attempts at historical erasure, Palestinian civil society has witnessed a flourishing of cultural expression over the decades. Novels, films, websites, and various forms of archival work not only serve as repositories of Palestinian identity, but also as conduits for its propagation. Much of this cultural resurgence is anchored in nationalist sentiments from the 19th and 20th centuries, reflecting a continual struggle against colonial forces and for self-determination. There lies a tremendous hope that this evolving narrative will deepen its roots, extending its historical gaze beyond the contingencies of modern conflict to embrace the rich, complex mosaic that is Palestinian history. Palestinian Arabs, a people shaped by the confluence of diverse civilizations, Arabs, Greeks, Canaanites, Philistines, and more, stand as bearers of a legacy that transcends recent history, embodying the resilience and richness of a culture that refuses to be silenced or forgotten. In this ongoing endeavor to preserve and celebrate Palestinian heritage, the goal is not simply to remember what was lost, but to assert a living, evolving identity, a counter-narrative to erasure that affirms the vibrant continuity of the Palestinian people. Final summary. Palestine, a name that has echoed across the corridors of history for over three millennia, stands not merely as a geographic entity, but as a testament to the rich tapestry of human civilization. Nestled along the eastern shores of the Mediterranean Sea, bordered by Egypt and Lebanon, this land has borne witness to the ebb and flow of countless cultures, religions, and peoples. It represents a historical crucible in which the complex ancestry of Palestinian Arabs, comprising Greeks, Philistines, Israelites, Arabs, Romans, and more, has melded over the centuries into a vibrant, multifaceted community. For the vast majority of its storied past, Palestine has been a beacon of multiculturalism, home to a diverse populace united under the banner of various faiths. The Islamic faith has flourished here for over 1,400 years, intertwined with the enduring presence of Christianity and Judaism, each practiced by the indigenous population since time immemorial. This religious diversity stands as a cornerstone of Palestinian identity, enriched by the myriad ethnicities that have contributed to its societal fabric. However, the dawn of Zionism, rooted in the ideologies of European colonialism, cast a long shadow over Palestine's ancient legacy. Framing itself as a return of a people to their mythical homeland, this movement embarked on a systematic campaign to erase the historical ties of the Palestinian people to their land. Cities that had for millennia been the heart of Palestinian life were systematically depopulated, and the cultural and linguistic heritage of the region appropriated in service of a new colonial narrative. The interruption of Palestine's continuous existence by Zionist ambitions has not only displaced its native sons and daughters, but exerted an existential challenge to the very essence of Palestinian identity. In the face of such adversity, the Palestinian spirit remains unbroken, a living embodiment of resilience and endurance that threads through the tapestry of human history. As we look upon the unfolding narrative of Palestine, it is imperative to recognize not just the struggle that shadows its recent past, but the millennia of shared existence that define its essence. The story of Palestine is not one of intermittent presence, but of unyielded continuity, a vivid mosaic of human experience that, despite the challenges, continues to flourish and assert its rightful place in the annals of history. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.